Listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He
as a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Hey family, welcome to another hour of Declaring the Finished Work. This is your host, Pat Rando. So here we are on this wonderful Thursday afternoon. Glory to God. This is the day that is before us. It is the day that the Lord has made and ordained for us to be here to move through this day. To move through this day with purpose, with awareness, understanding our connectivity to all things created, staying in relationship, staying connected to the vine. Amen. Glory to God. Well, let me pray before I jump into this week's encouragement. Dear Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we give thanks for this day. We give thanks for the breath of life. Thank you for loving us, for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, into the earth to demonstrate to us, visibly demonstrate to us in this realm, just how great your love is. We thank you for it. We receive your forgiveness daily because we know that we often fall short. We know that. But we thank you that you have made a way, a pathway, Lord God, to liberty. Liberty from the life of sin and death. So we are preparing our hearts right now to receive everything that you have for us. Speak to us, Lord, during this hour, Holy Spirit. Give us truth. In Christ Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. So today I want to encourage you through a topic titled Cultural War or Spiritual War. It is difficult for me to ignore where we are in this season, the things that are going on around us, because we are still in the world and we've been called into the world, even though we are not of the world. And thank God that Jesus Christ demonstrated how we are to be in this realm. He is the way, he's the pathway, and we are like him. As he is, so are we in this world. Amen. So the title is Cultural War or Spiritual War. We're hearing it a lot about this cultural war that people are waging, particularly in the political environment. And unfortunately, the church environment has connected itself to the politics of this world, not the politics of the kingdom of God, but the politics of this world, not understanding what is truly taking place. Eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And this is a tree that is, it's a spiritual tree because it's not something tangible. It's not a physical tree, but it is a consciousness that we have been warned against handling this good and evil consciousness because it leads us into places that we don't have full understanding. We're still growing in our knowledge and understanding of God and who we are in God and who God is in us and the kingdom of God that lives within us. We're still growing in that, and we need the wisdom of God to live this life day by day. So, cultural war or spiritual war? Now, I look at it as a spiritual war. Even though the world wants to pull me into the cultural war, what is actually the... See, that's on the surface, the cultural war, that's surface stuff. But what's really going on underneath the cultural, the supposedly cultural war, is this spiritual warfare that's being waged against mankind. And those of us who know the Word of God or who've been exposed to the Word of God, we should understand and maintain the knowledge that our enemy is not flesh and blood. I'm going to just read from Ephesians 6 through 10. So today I'm going to read just a couple of scriptures, because I really want to encourage you to just seek out these scriptures for yourself. And the things that I say them based on scripture, that I've read. Amen. So here we are, Ephesians chapter 6, starting in verse 10. So I'm going to read through 10 through 15. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the armor of God that you might be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Whose righteousness? The righteousness of Christ. Not our righteousness, not self-righteousness, but the righteousness of Christ. That's the breastplate. And as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. We should be moving in the gospel of peace. Amen. Amen. So when we are looking at what is going on around us in the world, we have to immediately not get sucked into the conversations or the perspectives, but we need to look deeper and higher for the wisdom of God in these circumstances, and understanding that our enemy is not flesh and blood. So we shouldn't be attacking people. We should not be attacking people. And I think that we fall into this thing in a lot of churches. Fall into this of attacking people because they are allowing worldly culture to shape their faith. How they, rather than allowing the kingdom culture to shape their faith. Because I'm seeing things being done in the name of God that I can't find anything in the scripture or in my time with the Holy Spirit in meditation that would lead me, or in the life of Christ Jesus, that would lead me to believe some of these things that I am seeing done and said by people who say they believe in God, that they're Christians. It is not of Christ. It is not of Christ. Study the life of Christ. Let's read from John chapter 17, 14 through 19. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Now, some of us are being hated by the world because we're getting back what we're giving out. We're giving out hate and we're getting back hate. That's a different thing. I do not ask, verse 15, I do not ask that you take them out of the world. This is Jesus speaking. But that you keep them from the evil one. The evil one. Okay? That enemy that is not flesh and blood. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. So Jesus is basically saying that we're the same. He's not of this world and neither are we. And when he talks about this world, he's talking about this whole man-made reality that is not of God. Verse 17, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. Now, we like to ignore the truth that is uncomfortable, the uncomfortable truth. But our job is to follow truth. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. As you sent me into the world, this is verse 18, as you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. Okay, some of us, we don't understand, though, that we've been sent into the world. We were born into this dimension because we were sent. And Jesus is here to wake us up. Wake us up out of this sleep and understanding why we're here. We've been sent into this world, right? Verse 19 says, and for their sake, this is still Jesus speaking, and for their sake, I consecrate myself that they may be sanctified in truth. Amen. Allowing the kingdom culture, the kingdom of God culture, to shape our perspectives, to shape how we believe, to shape how we treat people, to shape the decisions and the choices that we make. Another point is that whatever is not of love, now, this is kingdom culture, okay? Kingdom of God, not worldly kingdom, but a man-made kingdom, okay? The kingdom of this world. But God's kingdom, whatever is not of love is not of God. If you don't know love, you don't know God. Let's go to 1 John 4:7-11. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. I think that's pretty clear. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. And if you want to find out what the definition of love is, go to Corinthians. Verse 9, in this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent. Okay, now this is love. This is, listen to this. This is love. Verse 9, in this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only son into the world so that we might live through him. The life that we live now, we live it through Christ. Amen. He who began the good work in us is faithful to complete it. Okay, verse 10. In this is love. In this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us. And okay, so we weren't loving God when Jesus came. So this is love being manifested. Okay, so God didn't have to receive our love for him to love. Okay, that's how that works. That's agape love. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Okay? That's like that parable about the servant that owed the master this great debt, and he forgave him of that debt. But when it came to his own fellow brethren who owed him, he did not display that same forgiveness that he had experienced. And we forget. We forget that we didn't earn forgiveness. It was given, freely given, so that we could freely give it to others. In this cultural war, we're forgetting that we have choice. God has given, this is choice is God-given. He tells us to choose you this day. Choose life or death. And in this political movement that they claim is Christian, we are trying to use law to take away people's choice. That's because we're making decisions based on eating good and evil knowledge. Why do you think God gave us choice and that he doesn't take it away? We can choose him or not choose him. It's a choice. We can choose life or we can choose death. That's the liberty that we have in him. And he has not taken that away. It is the goodness of God that leads to repentance. Not the law of God, not the restrictions, not the penalties and the punishments, but is the goodness that leads us into repentance, into changing how we think, changing how we believe, changing how we are in our relationships with one another. Let's go to Joshua 24:14, and I'm going to read 14 and verses 14 and 15. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt and serve the Lord. Now, the gods that he is talking about in Egypt, while they were in captivity, the Israelites got involved in the idols, the idol worship of that nation that held them in captivity. Well, basically, based on the behavior of the so-called religious Christians, it's clear that they are in captivity. They're in bondage to this world and in bondage to the culture of this world, which is not a new thing. Because even those who preceded them, their fathers, their families have been serving idols. And it's being passed down. Like this whole thing about, it's like an obsession with guns and, let me stay focused. Let's get down to verse 15. And if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, okay? If you decide that you'd rather hate than love because you have evil in your eyes, right? So for you, what you're declaring is that something is wrong with what the Lord is commanding us to do. But he says, let's finish up verse 15. Choose this day whom you will serve. Choose this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods of your fathers served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, okay? The land that we dwell in, this United States, this is present tense, present day for us. The gods that people are possibly in our own families, our fathers, our mothers, our siblings, our cousins, whatever, who are serving the gods of this world, and embracing it, embracing another gospel that works for some and not for others, that embraces some and excludes others. This is Joshua's final statement after saying all of this. But as for me, and this is a choice we have to make. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Now, I have more that I will probably jump into on part two of this. Cultural war or spiritual war. But I'm going to stop right here. Just begin to meditate on where you are. Just let the Holy Spirit speak to you about what the Father and the Son is communicating. The Spirit of truth will reveal all things, but you have to have an open heart and an open mind. So often we close off our minds because we think, oh, this is dangerous because, you know, I grew up under this faith, and this is what we believe, and this is what I was taught. And because we close ourselves off and we think we have the answer, and that the answer is a finite answer, when we know that God is unlimited, amen. But open up your eyes to see and your ears to hear. And trust God that he will reveal his truth to you. Father, we thank you for your word today. I thank you that the chains of bondage are beginning to break even right now as I speak. I thank you that it is your Spirit that makes us free. That Spirit of love. That Spirit of compassion and mercy, long-suffering, patience and kindness. We thank you. And I declare your goodness and your peace going forth right now. In the name of Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. So I will see you, or we will commune together again next week, next Thursday. And just remember, you can listen to this after 12 noon when the official airing of this podcast, that you can listen to it because it's archived, and you can listen to it using the same link anytime you want to. Amen. And I believe Friday, this is the first Friday of the month. So what does that mean for us on this Friday, which is, let's go down here to the schedule. Okay, so Friday Night Joy with Pastor Ray Rose is the first Friday of the month, and it's 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So praise God. He is worthy to be praised. Amen. God bless you.